Hello, and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by three aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Sometimes, when we get together, we just can't seem to stay focused at the beginning of a session. And sometimes, I hit that little record button and see where it goes. This is one of those times. I mean, yeah, I mean, if we're going to do this, this is one of the genres in which I can talk a lot about it. Honestly, all three of the ones that were picked, I probably could have talked a lot about.
Right.
Because honestly, yeah. 90s rock and alternative is probably my favorite genre of music. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true, right? Foo Fighters is my favorite rock. 90s band.
Yeah. 90s, early 2000s pop rock is like all I ever sing for karaoke.
But 2000s emo punk, this kind of stuff is my favorite genre. And then my favorite band is Slipknot. So I have a diversity of different
But what's your favorite post-core modern thrash band? Did I say core yet? Because that's fundamental.
I'm going to say Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. Yeah. Wait, post-modern thrash core. I don't think they qualify for any of those categories.
No, they don't.
How about if we were doing a category on really shitty bands live because they were too doped out on drugs and they were popular, Motley Crue would definitely fit that category.
Oh, for sure.
They didn't do drugs.
I bet if you go to like, because like you hear these stories of these legends that just like drank a fucking half gallon on stage and just still killed their fucking solos. But like, what if really everybody was drunk and if you were there, it was just That's like I'm saying everyone's like, everybody was drunk, so good.
They're like, kick start my heart.
Well, I went a little country twang there.
Well, I remember country drunk. Isn't it the same thing?
I think one of the most disappointed moments. Our area, yes. I think one of the most disappointed moments of Corey's entire life was for one of his birthdays. I got a Motley Crue's Red, White, and Crew, and I thought it was so cool because we were so young. And Corey's like, oh.
Hey, I love the Crew, but
hey, look, I like Motley Crue.
But Red, White, and Crew was like their new stuff that was like, oh god,
it was pretty bad.
It was bad.
I still like a couple things off it, but it was, it's not a great.
But the look on Corey's face when he unwrapped it, like, cool. This sucks. It's like buying somebody Saint Anger. You're a Metallica fan, right? I got you this one. The cover art looks cool.
It's way worse.
Or, you know, you give somebody Guns N' Roses with Chinese Democracy on it.
Oh, God. I've actually heard some defenders of Chinese Democracy, and I don't understand that. Is he?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, I was thinking Tim.
I think it's a joke.
I'm not sure if I know what that song is based off the just the title.
Well, that's the album.
Oh.
And it's terrible. Yeah. It was like, that was like their follow-up, right, to the Use Your Illusions, and it was like a major disappointment.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Kiss did an album that was just a major letdown to fans, and
even to Kiss fans.
Kiss fans are a major letdown to me.
Kiss greatest greatest hits.
Well, no, actually, you know, Kiss is kind of a funny band because they did have kind of a genre change. Like a lot of people have like eras of Kiss that they call like the disco era, and they hate that.
I think honestly my favorite era, like if I had to listen to any Kiss era music, it's got to be when they had no makeup, like the 80s Kiss, I think, is the best.
People forget that was a thing.
I don't like much of Kiss.
Well, I mean,
right now
Love Gun, he's talking about his dick.
Yeah, I like Kiss.
Love Gun's actually a great song.
I like Kiss more as like the thought of who Kiss is and the thought of what they did on stage and the show they put on guitar.
I love all that
about Kiss, but
when you're lacking talent, you know they knew what they were doing. When you lack a little bit of talent, they put on a hell of a show.
For a band that I could barely stand, they put on one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life.
I absolutely believe it.
Yeah, I've never been to a Kiss concert.
My
dad, rest his soul, was a huge Kiss fan, and I kind of got drugged to that concert, and
that doesn't surprise me. You got drugged at a Kiss concert. That doesn't surprise me.
I mean, I think they spray you with LSD when you walk in the door.
I'm still drugged from being there like 10 years ago.
Holy shit. Hey, that's not funny. People get permanently fucked up.
That's military grade LSD right there.
Yeah, for sure.
They were shooting it out in bazookas.
They were shooting LSD out of bazookas. That's a funny concept.
I don't even know. Like, LSD, can it be powder?
It is.
They
now,
did a lot
bitches.
Of glitter in their audience, so maybe the glitter they were
Hey, glitter!
Actually...
That's a Motley Crue song. When make love, it's hard to tell. That's hilarious. You brought it back around to glitter to Motley Crue.
Oh, my God.
Mike, you don't know glitter?
No.
No, it was one of their ballads that doesn't really get talked about because they're fucking Motley Crue. Everyone's like, why is Motley Crue doing a ballad?
Because
who
stupid.
Do you think of?
Wait, that's Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah. I'm singing the wrong song altogether.
Yeah, you went with Def Leppard.
Does it look like me?
You know, it does actually kind of sound similar. It has a similar, hook. That's hilarious, actually.
You want to talk about a band that sounds similar? Every Rat song sounds like Round and Round.
What about that song, Round and
every
Round?
Every single Rat sound.
Every song of theirs sounds like
the
Round
only
and
one
round,
that doesn't sound
round
like Round and Round?
Round.
Round and Round.
Yeah, exactly.
Round and
Round. It's so weird.
That's literally the song Round and Round is about how all their songs are the same.
Wait,
it's
is that what their song's
around
about?
Comes around.
No. Oh, I was going to say, that's hilarious if they fucking did that. If
that's
like
just
everyone
my
would.
Joke.
If, that'd be hilarious although, if people were like making jokes about all their music sounding the same. They're like, oh, yeah, watch this.
Although Godsmack could do that and it would be accurate.
Well, I'm not the one who's so far
that's,
away.
Okay, and then Mike goes and sings the only song that's different.
It's
literally
like
the only song of theirs.
Anytime I hear Godsmack, it's the only Godsmack song that pops into my head.
Yeah.
That's because it's the only one anybody gives a shit about.
Yeah, I can't really name. Oh, that's right. That one's called Voodoo.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I can't name one song, but not Voodoo.
You're welcome.
Mike just gave me my answer.
There's that one song.
I'm
going
to go with Voodoo.
I Stand Alone. Isn't that a Godsmack song?
Is that Godsmack? Oh, God.
Alone. No.
Just for the record.
I don't think that's Godsmack.
That's got to be Godsmack.
Disturbed? No.
No.
Disturbed. No, you might be right. That might be Godsmack.
Why?
Stand Alone.
That's Disturbed.
Yeah, I Stand Alone's Godsmack.
Yeah, that would gross. Be more Disturbed. I Stand Alone. God, please, when we do more music episodes in the future, don't let patrons vote on that genre because I would literally end myself if we had to talk about Godsmack and Disturbed.
Maybe eventually we should do an episode on music we just hate.
Hold on.
We don't have to
like
listen
bad
to
movies,
episode,
bad music.
Yeah.
One of the music episodes I would love to do. I know we kind of covered it when we did our Turning Up the Radio episode, which, by the way, Autograph,
two, three years ago. Wait, what is?
Autograph, Turn Up the Radio is an amazing song.
Look at this. Yeah.
Turn up
the
radio.
Adrian,
yeah,
no.
God, no.
I genuinely thought that Nickelback song was Autograph for a second. Look at this autograph.
I mean, look at this bar graph.
That's the question. If you met Chad Kroeger, would you get an autograph just to have it?
Yes.
Corey's like,
Yes. Yes, I would. I mean,
you're not going to not get an autograph from Randy Jackson.
Here's what I'd do. I'd walk up, I'd get his autograph, and then I would just say, I love Avril Lavigne, and I'd walk away.
Oh, my God.
Oh, are
so
they married?
They were.
Oh,
for
they
a long
were.
Time.
That is fucked
you
up.
You know what? She does a really beautifully, like, haunting version of, Jesus, How You Remind
Karaoke?
Me.
Karaoke? Isn't that hauntingly beautiful?
Or you could go, or isn't haunting, or you could go meta next level. First, you meet Avril Lavigne and get her to write, hey, I don't like my ex-husband. And then you go to Chad Kroeger, like, hey, can you sign right below this? Hey, I hate my ex-husband.
I don't think she hates him, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, that might be fine. I don't know.
She better.
I'm just trying to do some TMZ shit here. I'm trying
I'm gonna
to
get
some
I'm gonna,
buzz.
I'm going to get some hate from you guys and probably some hate from just about everybody that listens to us.
Yeah.
I don't even hate Nickelback.
Anyway, let's move on. Have you guys... Street Fighter? Have you guys... Japan? Oh, have you guys heard the theory China. That... That Avril Lavigne is actually dead and she's been replaced for like over a decade.
I have heard that, yeah.
Avril Lavigne.
I think she's a clone now.
Oh, God damn it. I think she's a clone. It's Avril Lavigne. It's Paul McCartney. There's like a couple other people, but people are
Elvis
convinced.
Elvis lives in Hawaii.
Well, yeah, but that one's been
Tupac
around since
and Biggie
Elvis
actually
dead.
Live in a some kind of bunker. Jesus. Just chilling.
I mean, let's be
baby
real.
Baby buggy buggy bumpers.
If that was true about Elvis, he's got to be dead by now.
Well, yeah, by now he would be, but.
Well, no, he got reincarnated into Austin Butler.
Oh, okay,
no, that's
yeah.
right.
Who played Elvis.
So Adrian, I have an emo playlist literally playing in the background at very low volume.
Nice.
I have like Sugar We're Going Down's playing right now.
I was listening to a few bands that we'll talk about during the episode, but I'm not as familiar as I probably should be with the punk and the emo genres. So like I was listening to some of their stuff and really fucking solid. I should be listening to it.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that during the episode.
It's probably my most played playlist, like at work and in the car and stuff.
Emo punk?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're kind of, like, today's kind of encompassing, like, what, like, 90s, 2000s, punk, pop, emo, emo, pop, emo.
Yeah,
like,
I was going to bring something up, but it's very emo band related, so I'm going to wait till the episode.
Yeah.
But, like, Avril Lavigne was just punk, like a punk rock chick at first, right? She wasn't emo.
Yeah. No. And, well, that's still, punk still counts. Still the genre. Doesn't have to be like emo and punk combined.
Yeah, so we're kind of
emo,
encompassing.
We're going to talk about. You guys always talk about your first celebrity crush. Boom, there's mine.
Oh, Avril Lavigne, is it?
I mean, yeah. It's one of mine, too.
But what do you think about her clone?
I mean, I think she's a clone now, so.
I think she's been cloned ever since she did that dumbass fucking girlfriend song. Because I'm like, what happened to Avril Lavigne? Like, I used to love her vibe, and then, hey, I don't like a gift. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Have you heard her song, What the Hell? I like that one.
No.
I think it came off...
Avril is quite complicated.
She is a complicated person. But, Mike, is that song, is that like... wait, I don't even know. Is Avril Lavigne still put shit out?
Yeah.
Oh, does she?
It's more... She puts pop out now. There's no punk.
Yeah, so she really went into that pop. She went Taylor Swift, but like, it didn't work really.
Except, this is false advertising. One of her last albums, she's sitting on the ground with a boombox in front of her, and she's wearing, like, high-heel black stilettos.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, she's back to punk, but none of it's punk.
No.
Oh, really?
There's a song she did called I'm in Love with the Devil, and it's a good song, but it's very pop.
Was about Chad
like Kruger. There's
Chad Kruger.
There's no punk to it at all. Amber and I were having this discussion because we went and saw Pink live not too long ago. Like, both Avril Lavigne and Pink kind of did the same trajectory with their careers, because like Pink was like this badass rocker chick too.
She was.
But most of her songs now are very popish as well.
I like her new stuff,
but
though.
I think there's nothing with the Pink. There hasn't been a single Pink song I've heard that I don't like.
Yeah, Pink's pretty badass. That's a strong chick right there. I fuck with Pink.
Top three concerts I've ever been to:
Pink, Kiss, and
nothing more.
And nothing
Kiss
more.
My Anthea.
Nothing more does not fit into this category. So.
Who the fuck is Marvin Hamlisch?
God damn it. We're making a lot of role model jokes the last couple weeks. We might have to find an excuse to talk about that.
We're just going to have to do a Paul Rudd spotlight one of these days.
Oh, that'd be badass. We could do Sean William Scott, which would be much shorter.
Just watched Paul Rudd in a movie today.
What was it?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. I fucking love this song, The Taste of Ink.
I was going to say, please don't say Quantumania.
When life gives you lemons, say fuck the lemons and bail.
I haven't watched
Quantumania since I went to theaters to see it.
Wow.
Corey's like, that movie was so shit, I'll never watch it again.
Kind of saying a lot like for you. Much.
Wait, so I'm sorry I talked over that, Corey. Can you say it one more time?
I love it.
It's misunderstood.
It's totally misunderstood.
It is. It's the villain of the MCU movies. It's just misunderstood, guys.
Oh God!
Well, I mean, John Majors is the villain of the MCU.
That's true.
Not Kang, Jonathan Majors,
on and off screen.
No longer on screen.
Wow, dude! Can you guys imagine? This cracked me up. I saw somebody do this.
Did you just say imagine?
Did you guys just imagine?
I think you said imagine. I don't think you said
Mike's
imagine.
Mike's shortening words.
Use big word when small word do trick?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, guys, imagine.
Could you guys imagine that Marvel has this chance to do like the most hilarious thing ever, where they could recast Kang with Terrence Howard.
Ezra Miller? Oh, yeah, Terrence Howard?
That'll never happen.
Jesus. Would that not be fucking hilarious, though?
That would be hilarious. I wonder, I don't know if Terrence Howard is even, I don't even know how that, like.
I hate it.
I don't know if he's sour towards MCU or MCU hates
him. Kevin Feige says there's only one actor that he will not ever work with again.
And it's Terrence Howard?
Which one? No, it's not Terrence Howard.
Oh.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Terrence Howard could play Kang.
Well, probably not, but I just thought it would be funny.
I don't think
Michael B. Jordan.
just insert Michael B. Jordan in every role.
Yeah. Just make the MCU what if and just make every actor who played something, a different act.
Denzel character. Washington.
What if we do a what if and every character is just Michael B. Jordan?
Actually, whoa. If right. Denzel Washington would ever consider that's cool, doing actually. A Marvel movie.
Hey, I'm Iron Denzel Man. I'm Captain America.
I think Denzel would be an excellent Kang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Denzel, that he would be. But it'd be like...
He would never do a Marvel movie.
But he'd have to be like... I don't know the character of Kang in the comic books, but he'd have to be like an older, wiser Kang. Physicality.
Kang does that, too.
Yeah. Jonathan Majors was just a fucking beast.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, ask his ex.
If they recast Kang, who would you guys pick? Because, I mean... This is an option that Marvel does have. It wouldn't be the first time that they recast somebody. This would be the third time?
What if they did recast Josh Brolin?
I thought it was about saying that.
They
recast Rhodey. They recast Thunderbolt Ross now, which that one I was shocked by. But if they can do that, then why couldn't they replace Kang?
Yeah, they replaced Hulk.
Yeah, three times.
Wait, three? Three? Oh, you mean you're talking about Eric Banades?
Oh, that you just reminded me. Edward Norton is the actor that Kevin Feige. Oh, is that Feige the actor? Never, yep. He said we never. Okay. Edward Norton.
Well, no wonder. He's two people. He's also Tyler Durden. Wait, what'd you say?
They've recast the Fantastic Four twice.
No. Marvel, the Marvel Universe, the MCU.
Yeah, and they're part of it now.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the MCU, the studio.
Yeah.
They themselves did not recast the Fantastic Four.
Right, that's like saying like the Amazing Spider-Man is MCU now, and Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Wait, so John Krasinski's still going to be Mr. Fantastic? Oh, so they recast him, is what you're saying.
I hope so.
You son of a bitch.
You know what?
Start the episode.
I chimed in with having you people heard, shut the goddamn door.
I can't. I need it open.
I need
who's doing this?
Oh yeah.
Would it be funniest if I hosted it?
that would be funny. Bro, if Beavis and Butthead listened to emo music, they'd be like, this sucks.
No, there's some bangers that they would love. Come on, they fucking loved Fish Heads.
Yeah, that's true, but bro, Beavis and Butthead would not like emo. I can't see it.
Fish heads.
I'd have to go back and watch it to see if there was any like emo-ish stuff.
Yeah, they'd be like, these dumbasses are just like crying.
There also is a new series on Paramount or Paramount Plus now.
On Paramore?
Paramore.
Hey, I like Paramore. Some of their stuff.
I like them too. I just wanted to keep it awkward.
I was trying to figure out if anything else was going to happen there.
Corey, do you have anything you want to say?
Did you guys see my
God damn it. You are the definition of everything I hate.
Oh, I'm going to make you hate me even more. You know what we've been collecting lately?
What?
Tiny brands.
Oh, the Jesus.
Fuck are those?
Those are peeps.
Peeps? You're collecting
peeps? I know what
that
is. What the fuck is tiny brands?
It's literally brands of things, just tiny.
It's to make people spend more money.
Adrian, I hate
it. It's working.
I told you, Corey is the bane of my existence. He is everything I hate about consumerism.
I collect these.
I'm buying all of it.
And I'm okay with these because these are like a nerdy thing. That's just weird.
Corey's gone from full Funkos to mini trading cards to mini brands. Listen, he's getting smaller and smaller.
To all of my mini brand fans out there, I apologize for their ignorance.
Mini brand? There's no one. You're it.
All right.
You're the one person who buys
them. I need
them.
You.
That's why I had to buy them at Ollie's. Nobody bought them.
I need you, listeners, to go
they just,
to our
that,
Twitter.
That always just came out with that to see like, hey, this guy buys everything. Let's just make something stupid. Of course, like, dude, mini brands.
I need our listeners to go over to our Twitter or X.
Yeah.
And tell us if you actually buy mini brands. And then stop listening.
It really is. Like, literally, the day we bought those, I had to work later that day.
I will kill you.
And this dad came through with his daughter, and she was in the passenger seat holding a Mini Brands ball. Like, she hadn't opened it yet.
Yeah. And how old is this child?
She was maybe 10 or 11.
She's mini.
And I leaned out the window, and I said, hey, just so you know, Ollie's is selling Mini Brands for $3.99 right now. And the dude went, dude, we're headed there right now.
I think it would have been funnier if that dad would have looked at you and said, I fucking hate you. I don't want to spend more money on these stupid fucking things.
No, I was making sure he had to.
They're a cultural phenomenon, I guess.
No, that dad is my people.
Mini Brands are well, to, the world. Yeah. Like,
to the dad in the Wendy's parking lot or the Wendy's drive thru that Corey spoke to. You both are stupid.
What the hell is this,
Mike? Mike's microphone cut out. He said, I really love you for buying those brands. I can edit that out and make it sound like...
Mike, you sound like you're doing a fucking an ad for Misconnections to the dad in the Wendy's parking lot.
Wait, are you talking about... I can't remember what it was called. It was Mad TV.
Oh my God. Guess what's on right now?
Lowered Expectations.
Lowered expectations.
Yeah. Misconnections on Craigslist to the dad in the Wendy's parking lot. You're really hot.
DM me.
God damn it. Oh, well, you boys ready? Let's get it started in hot. Let's get it started in here.
I'm playing with my magnetic fidget spinner.
God damn it. I hate you so much. How are we brothers?
Okay, that's it. I don't have anything else over here.
Okay.
If the listeners could see the eyes.
I do have pickle soda, though.
God damn it. Joe's pickle soda. I have a Buzz Lightyear figure.
That was given to me for Christmas, and I still haven't tried it.
I have a Buzz Lightyear figure that I bought for a video, which was a terrible idea with the green screen. I have a lightsaber, just because I love Star Wars. And that's about it for collectibles. Have you guys seen my lightsaber?
I mean, I also have Best Buds hemp gum.
Oh, that's cool. See, that's fine. Oh, okay. Just because it's marijuana.
Have you guys seen my Ocarina? Yeah. Like the Macarena?
The Macarena?
That's not what we call Mike's Ocarina.
It actually plays, but I'm not going to play it.
Mike, whatever. Music just picked up whenever you did that. So when you were playing the Ocarina, it sounded like...
Yeah, that was behind me.
Oh, that was behind Corey when he backed up. But it was like... It was not an Ocarina sound at all.
It was not Zelda.
I was like, how the fuck did Mike do a... Mike, wait, play us a quick song. Is that the... what's that to me? Is that the one that makes it rain?
That was nothing.
Is that the one that lets you travel time? It was beautiful, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Well, time to talk about fucking music. Well, that's going to do it for this little bonus of us just being us. I'm sure there will be lots more of this in the future. We don't stay focused. We have a Patreon now, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep the lights on over here and do interesting and fun things for all of you. You get access to our members-only Discord. Once a month, we put out a poll so you can vote what movie we watch, and we're even thinking about doing some movie commentaries in the near future. If any of that interests you, you can head on over to patreon.com/cultureshockpodcast to see all the benefits you can get. If you'd like to see any more of Adrian's shenanigans, you can head on over to YouTube and watch all of his movie reviews and tier lists. That's at youtube.com/BakerReviews. youtube.com/BakerReviews. And if you'd like to follow us on all the socials, on Facebook, it's Culture Shock Podcast. On Instagram, it's CultureShock21. On TikTok, it's CSPodcast21. And on Twitter, X, where I spend most of my time, it's also CSPodcast21. And as always, thanks for listening.